Good afternoon and welcome to Good News Updates with Living Compassion. My name is Jen, and I'm pleased to be joined this afternoon by Emily, who is part of the Sangha here in Northern California and attended the There Is Nothing Wrong With You retreat earlier this year. Welcome, Emily.
Well, thank you. Hi, Jen.
Thanks for being with us.
Sure.
So we asked Emily to be on with us this evening because we have an unusual situation, which is that we have a retreat on the schedule in September, a There Is Nothing Wrong With You retreat, that is not full. It's quite an anomaly. They're almost always full a couple months in advance. In fact, there's one literally the week before it, August 27th through September 3rd, that's been full for quite some time. And we've got the second retreat that isn't full. And so we thought, oh, this would be a perfect opportunity to talk about the retreat and encourage, you know, so often we hear stories from people who say they've been doing practice, email classes, et cetera, for years and thought of coming to the retreat, and then they finally do. So we thought it'd be fun to kind of give people a nudge if there's anyone out there in that camp listening to the show. And what better way to do that than someone who's been on the retreat herself? So I wonder if you might tell us a little bit about what your experience was like doing the retreat.
Absolutely. I was kind of in that boat that I'd been doing some of the practice for a while and then finally decided to go. And
yeah, this was not the first thing you had done with us, was it?
It wasn't, no. And I think it was probably the best thing I've done for myself, if not ever in a really, really long time, probably ever, deciding
wow.
to come to that retreat. Yeah, yeah.
That's a big statement.
I know. And I stand by it.
your life
yeah.
today is living proof.
It is. It absolutely is. I was, you know, preparing to talk to you and was, you know, I've been reflecting on the retreat, and the thing that keeps coming back to me and the thing that I, whenever I think about that experience, is it was this entire week where I felt completely accepted and kind of in all ways and in all parts. And by the time I left, I could feel that kind of bubbling up from inside me. And it,
yeah. Boy, that's beautifully stated, because I have the great privilege of being one of the folks who gets to facilitate that retreat. And it really is set up that way, isn't it? That we're invited to bring every part of us, everything that forever we've thought, okay, yeah, maybe that part of me is okay,
mm-hmm.
but not this. Certainly this
exactly.
isn't okay.
Exactly.
And everything can come to the table, and it's all completely fine. And I project we see that in ourselves, but we see that also in the other people who come and do the retreat, you know, with us.
Yes, yes. And, yeah, that I think that is actually one of the most powerful parts of it is watching, you know, it's such a small group, so it's so intimate, and getting to watch everyone go through their process at the same time
was
incredibly powerful.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually one of that's why these retreats fill, is that they're held to a certain number for a very specific reason. Because of the way the curriculum is designed, we can only take 8 folks in one group, or, you know, we can do 2 retreats sometimes at the same time, so as many as 16. But it is a very intimate, particular setting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't say enough amazing things about it, and the facilitators. I mean, you guys were just incredible. Incredible.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes.
It's, as I say, it's an honor, because, of course, as retreatants show up and bring the courage and willingness that they do to the work, we get to experience that as well. We get to see everyone's courage and willingness and really, again and again, to see, I mean, everyone from all walks of life have come to the retreat and bring whatever they bring to it.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, we all get to see truly the meaning of there is nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing wrong with you, there's nothing wrong with me, but there's nothing wrong. You know, we bring sort of the entire spectrum of human experience to the table and realize it just is what it is, and we can bring acceptance to all of it.
You know, the other thing that I just thought of that I really loved is a lot of the work, you know, people are starting at different places and been doing it for, you know, different amounts of time, but at this retreat, I felt like it was just, we were just starting from the total basics. Just kind of starting from like I knew nothing,
yep.
which was really special, because I didn't have to know anything.
Yes, yes. I'm glad you threw that in, because I did say in the beginning that often people will come to the retreat after having been involved with practice on some level for many years. Excuse me, but people also come, a lot of people come to the retreat just having, you know, found out, you know, we'll say a month ago I pulled Jerry Huber's book off the shelf
mm-hmm.
and suddenly find myself here at the retreat. And I think that's really true, that it lends itself to someone who doesn't have a background at all so far in spiritual practice. And it also, because of the way it's designed, you know, there are people who do this retreat over and over and over again, people who have been in the Sangha for many, many years, decades,
mm-hmm.
and come back and do the retreat again, because it is so, there's something so foundational and powerful about it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to sign up again.
you're most welcome. We've got space in a retreat right now in September. All right, Emily. Well, thank you so much. Anything else you want to throw in before we end?
No, just thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your willingness to be on.
Absolutely.
Okay, take a
All right, thanks, Jen.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, Michael, before I turn the show over to you and Sherry, I wonder if I can tell you about our next promotion for the participation game.
Yes, please.
Okay. So it's pretty exciting because we hadn't planned to introduce a new promotion today, but the Sangha took us by surprise.
Uh-huh.
We had this 3-week promotion in place where we were getting roof loans for 7 folks in Cantalumba. We had, so, you know, 21 days to meet the goal, and I think we met it in 9.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was really pretty phenomenal and exciting. So I don't know if people, you know, how people who follow the Voices cartoons will have seen Alex's graphic. It was a fabulous portrayal. We didn't even have a chance to send it out to the whole Sangha because we met the goal before we got there. But anyway, he had these 7 houses, where, and he was adding the roof panels as we were going along. And so now all 7 houses have these shiny new roofs, which they will have by the end of October when the rains start in Cantalumba. So that's really, really exciting. So thank you to everyone for pitching in on that. And perfect timing for our next promotion, a woman in the Sangha has generously stepped forward and given us a $5,000 challenge grant.
Wow.
So this grant is for funding our next big project, which is English literacy. And, you know, we don't have a lot of time, so I won't go all into it, but truly, English literacy, kids learning to speak, read, and write English is the most foundational tool that will that we can assist with to promote their success, you know, as they go forward. Because really, if they have that, I mean, I look at someone like Teresa, who she dropped out of school in 7th grade because, you know, no funds, she didn't have money, you know, just et cetera, et cetera. And yet she read, and she basically taught herself English. And that's why she's been a huge success in her life, because she has that skill. So at any rate, that's what this challenge grant is for. And so we're going to match it in the next 2 weeks. So we're putting that out to the Sangha for people to pitch in the same way they did for the roof loans this time for this challenge grant, to raise money to put the English program in place. So everything that goes with that, you know, we're going to hire someone to captain that in Cantalumba. We'll be hiring some new trained teachers, all the materials that will go with that, et cetera. So that's really fun. So we're going to be asking people in the next 2 weeks to put in whatever they can, big or small, into that effort. And as usual, it's, you know, you get entered in a drawing for a special sort of surprise and all that. And you can go to the website.
Wow.
So it's all on the, if you go to our homepage, I believe there's a link to the participation game, if I'm not mistaken, at the top of our homepage. And then once you're on the participation game page, on the right-hand side, there's a little button that says current promotion, and all the details are on there about that. And I'll tell you the last fun detail about it, which is that I wanted a personal practice challenge somewhere in this participation game, and for some reason this is the thing that just really moved me. And so I'm throwing in my hat to say, because I know we will. I know we'll be successful in the next 2 weeks matching this grant. So when we're successful matching that $5,000, I'm throwing in another $5,000 that I am going to raise with my family and their friends.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really fun. I've actually sort of commissioned my younger sister, who is a wonderful, she does some graphic design sort of thing and that sort of thing, and she's going to take it on with me, and we're going to assuming we're successful with the Sangha, which I know we will be. So we've got this first $5,000 challenge from a woman in the Sangha. We're going to match it with the rest of the Sangha the next couple weeks, and then I'm going to match it after that. So it'll be $15,000 to launch our new English literacy program.
Wow.
Pretty cool, huh?
Wow, that is very cool.
Yeah, really fun.
That is great.
So
$5,000 matching grant.
Yep.
Sangha raises another $5,000.
Yep.
And then you are going to raise another
$5,000. Yep. That's it. Simple as that.
Wow. Great.
Yeah, really fun. So
and
I'm hoping that people will surprise us just as they did with the roof loans and just jump right online and don't participate, as we've been saying in the last however many weeks we've been doing this.
Wow. And I see something very exciting on the participation page.
Do you?
Yes.
What's that?
Well, the goal is 10,000 points.
I know.
And the points earned to date is more than 10,000.
Can you believe it? Thank you for saying that. I have that actually written in big letters here with an exclamation mark, but it just, I didn't see it. Yes. Is that not so fun? We have exceeded our goal already.
It's very fun.
Yeah, so we're going to have to come up with new ways to challenge ourselves. And here's one, is raising this $5,000 for the education fund. So, yeah, and lots of others. Oh, and thank you, Michael, for saying that, because one other really fun announcement. I wanted to announce the winner of our previous promotion with, you get to choose your piece at Chitenge if you were the winner of that promotion. And it's
yes.
Dan L. from North Carolina. So we have two Dan L.'s. So we have to say which one it is. Jan L. from North Carolina. So if she's listening, she can know that we will be in contact with her about choosing her favorite brand new Chitenge product.
Fun, fun, fun.
And next week we'll announce the winner from the roof loan promotion. Someone will get a free Time to Feel Good email class with Sherry.
Great.
And we're well over time. So I turn it over to you and Sherry for the rest of the show. Have a great show.
Great. Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.